It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Good morning, and welcome to Thursday of Fall Share-a-thon 2024. I'm Jenna Ellis here in studio with Tim Wildman, Todd, and Copper, who are getting the hang, I think, of Share-a-thon and doing really well. And we are so grateful to all of you. We have over 11,000 pledges so far in this Share-a-thon, Tim, and our verse for this fall is Psalm 85, 6 through 7. "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord. Grant us your salvation." And I think the people of Florida especially are hearing that this morning. We're continuing to pray for everyone who's been affected by Hurricane Milton.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Last day of Share-a-thon, and Jenna Ellis with me, Tim Wildman. Yeah, we watched last night. Of course, you couldn't see a lot in the dark, right, when the reporting was going on. But now, you know, the light has come up. The sun has come up, I should say, in Florida, and we're seeing what happened last night in the Sunshine State. Ironically, the Sunshine State. Now, we won't know till later today what the full extent of the destruction was. But I was looking at the baseball stadium.
Yeah, Tropicana Field.
The roof is gone, right? Yeah. Didn't you say that's where they had the staging area for a lot of the guys who are there to help?
The first responders and some of the victims.
The people who drive in their electrical trucks, their trucks, and then they come in, they get ready to go when the storm's gone to try to fix everything.
Yeah, that was one of the big staging areas in Tampa Bay, and so the entire roof was blown off. And I've seen a few different reactions, and of course, you never know who's just commenting without really knowing what's going on and who maybe has a little bit more insight. But some people were saying the design of the field was meant that if it couldn't withstand the wind, and it was the field itself was built to withstand at least up to 115, 120 mile an hour winds. And it was actually a good thing that the roof was blown off so the entire structure didn't collapse. And so maybe that ultimately is a good thing that at least the structure is standing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be a tough day, obviously, for the folks in Florida. We have a lot of listeners in the Jacksonville area. We have a radio station there. So absolutely, we need to pray for our friends and do what we can to help them. I know 8 Days of Hope, the ministry we partner with, doing all they can to help folks. And they were already on the ground from the previous hurricane. Right. So, it's going to be a tough time there for our friends in Florida. Well, it's Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio, day 3. So we call this it's time for the Procrastinators Club of America to convene. And don't be late for that meeting, okay? So, because
it yesterday.
Yes.
So that you could show up today, yeah.
It's the last day of Share-a-thon, so we want your pledge to be counted in our final total tonight. That's what I'm saying. Don't procrastinate and wait for the day, and the day is over, and you wish, well, I would have called in my pledge to American Family Radio, but I forgot, or I got busy. So we want you to go ahead and do that today. From 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time, which is right now, we have a challenge going on, a match challenge for donations, for gifts. So let's see. We have a $47 for 47 years AFA challenge. This ministry has been around for 47 years, since 1977. And my dad started this ministry, Don Wildman. My dad passed away in last December. But his legacy lives on through the work of the ministry. And a lot of people want to say, had said there when Dad passed, what can I do to help? Well, they were just being kind, you know, people are just being thoughtful. But if you want to do something today and something unique and different, you can make a gift of $47 right now for the 47 years.
Yeah, which is a wonderful way to honor not only this ministry, but also your father's legacy. And there is the movie about the documentary coming out, The Culture Warrior,
yes,
I believe it is. And so so this is a great way to honor that and look forward to that as well, to give $47 for 47 years of AFA.
So here's the phone number if you want to do that. If you want to say, hey, I want, if you've already given, that's okay. I mean, we're just, this is just a one-time $47. $47 for 47 years. If you want to do that in, I guess you could say in memory of my dad or in honor of the ministry, being around that long, here's the phone number to call us right here to make your gift and your pledge, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396 is the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio. What do we got? We got a listener story, so let's play that right now.
This is Kathy Herring. I live in Brandon, Mississippi, and for the last, 28 years or so, it's been a blessing to be able to listen to American Family Radio. And I'm so sorry about the passing of Brother Don, but I'm so grateful, so truly grateful for all that the American Family Radio, the vision and what he's done and the courage he had to do all that he had to do and what he go through. And I thank you so much.
Well, what a sweet comment there, Kathy in Brandon, Mississippi, remembering my dad and the impact he had. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What is our Share-a-thon theme again, Jenna?
Our theme is Revive Us Again, and the verse is Psalm 85, 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And, you know, Tim, as you were saying, the $47 challenge for this hour, continuing from the last hour, for 47 years of AFA fighting in the culture war, it could also be in honor of saying we hope that we get a good leader as number 47 in the White House for November. So if you want to, because that's the next president.
The next president will be number 47. Okay, I got you.
So, you know.
Yeah, you can look at it that way too, right?
Yeah, so give to fight in the culture war and continue to be invested as Christians and engage in the political sphere of government.
$47 for 47 years. That's what we're talking about right now. So if you want to make a gift, a one-time gift of $47, or you want to give a lot more, that's fine with us. We're not going to say no.
You could do $47,000, $4,700.
Hey, I mean, that would be, you know, we're not going to say it. No, you can't give $47,000 or $4,700. We're just not going to. We're not going to turn you away. So here's the phone number.
So don't limit yourself.
Right.
That's
right. 877-616-2396 is the phone number to call us. 877-616-2396. You're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to go on the internet and make a gift, AFR.net. Simply, it's AFR.net, AFR.net. Now, you live in Florida now, but originally from Colorado.
Yes,
that's where you were born and born.
No, actually, so my parents came from California. They spent, I think, one summer in Arizona, which is actually where I was born, and it was way too hot for my dad, so they decided to move to Colorado. So
was that
the
reason they moved? Really?
Yes, yes. And so I'm trying to get my parents to come down to Florida. My dad keeps saying, you know, oh, it's hot. I'm like, we have air conditioning. It's all good, you know. So, so I've been in Colorado, you know, since I was a baby. But yeah, so just that one little jaunt down to Arizona where I was born.
Uh-huh. That's funny. It's too hot. We're moving.
But they got out of California at least in, you know, in the early 80s.
Yeah. So. After Ronald Reagan was governor, things kind of went the wrong way.
Well, and fun fact, my mom voted for him a second term. Just, I think the election that year was on, it was like November 3rd or 4th that year, and I was born on the 1st of 1984.
Reagan?
Of November 1st, yeah. So I was just a couple days old and went with her, and she voted for Ronald Reagan.
Have you seen that movie yet, Reagan?
Not yet. We were talking about that last night. I really want to see it. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Dennis Quaid. We went to the theater and saw it, and I guess it'll be out streaming Probably
soon.
Now. I mean, they stream movies almost immediately, but they don't even, before they're even out of the theater. Well, I know you've talked about it before, probably many times here on this program, but can you just share your testimony? I mean, I know you're raised in a Christian family, but what did your parents do to...
Yeah. And, we also have and I'll give you the, kind of 30-second version, but my mom has actually been a guest on my show, Jenna Ellis in the Morning, which is typically this hour, of course, as regular listeners know. And we have a great episode. If you want to go back on AFR.net, click that icon for Jenna Ellis in the Morning. And it's the episode talking about homeschooling. And we did a full hour on the biblical model of discipleship for children, because the difference that my parents made in my life were that they didn't just choose to homeschool because they wanted, substantive curriculum in a certain way, or, there's all kinds of reasons that you may choose to homeschool, but they both very seriously took discipleship of children and training up their children in the way they should go, as Proverbs says, so when they're older, they won't depart from it. And my parents always said, whatever vocation and ministry our children are called to, and, whatever God has for them, marriage, children, family, whatever, whatever God has for them in life, our job and our faithfulness to the Lord is to ensure that they know the Lord and that they have substantive knowledge of God and theology. And so we read through the Bible once a year, all the way through from the time I was little. I mean, we started with the Living Bible translation, so it's a little easier for kids. So by the time I graduated homeschool, I can clearly remember going through the Bible at least over a dozen times.
Wow.
And knowing the full counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation. We did substantive theology in homeschool. We also, one of the greatest things that my mom did was world history chronologically all the mm-hmm. way through. And that gave me going then into law school an understanding not only of theology, but then world history and what our founders actually meant by religious freedom, understanding the Judeo-Christian founding and how Christians interact in government. And that set me up so much better to then confront the challenges of the secular universities and the ideologies of the culture. And so what I love to do every morning now here at AFR, and I'm skipping over a little bit, but I love to teach that and continue what my mom and my dad have invested in me into our listeners. And so what my parents did substantively was give me a love for the Lord. And as I've continued to grow in my faith, I have built on that. And I'm so grateful that my parents gave me that investment throughout my years at home.
Absolutely. That is an amazing commitment and the amazing level of discipline that it took for your parents to, walk you through the Bible every year.
Yeah.
And then also to teach you world history. That is just amazing. And you'll always, like you said, you're using that today in ministry to the people who listen to you each morning.
Absolutely. And I'm so grateful for my parents, and my parents remain my best friends. And my whole family is very close, my two brothers as well. And I'm just so grateful that they were so faithful to the Lord by investing in me and my brothers.
How did y'all do the Bible every day? Did your mom just read it to you, or
yeah.
what?
So we read approximately 5 chapters a day. So we yeah. started in the morning.
You just sit in the den.
Yep.
You and your brothers.
Yep.
How many brothers?
So older brother, my younger brother, 16 years younger, so he went through that. She basically did it twice, because it was me and my older brother, then my younger brother later went through the whole thing. But we would just sit down at the kitchen table and start with prayer, open up the Word, and read 5 chapters a day, talk about what it meant, and then move on to the rest of our
curriculum.
So
it didn't matter how long or short the chapters were, you just made it 5 chapters a day.
If they were long, maybe we'd only do 3 and then the next day do 7, something like that. Yeah. But it was about, it was about an hour or
so. By the end of the year, you were through the Bible.
The full Bible. And when Amen. We read through Leviticus, all of the numbers, the chronologies, all of these things. And so
you went through the easy part, the part
and the
you could
part.
Understand, then the part you went, huh? What?
Right.
What just happened there? All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Jenna Ellis in the Morning. It's Share-a-thon Day 3. And we'll be back in just a second. Stay with us.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
This is James, calling from San Angelo, Texas, to let you know that each day I look forward to being blessed by AFR, American Family Radio. Sandy Rios puts a smile on my face with her upbeat attitude while challenging me to daily pray for our country and its leaders. Pastor Jeff Reeve from his Heart Ministry is super. He always preaches truth and love. Bert and Alex, well, they amaze me and educate me with their great Bible question and answers on the Exploring the Word show. Tony Perkins' show, Washington Watch, shines the light and the truth and the lies of the politicians and helps us know how to pray for our country. Abraham Hamilton, on the Hamilton Corner, he cracks me up with his humor and his deep understanding of our Christian legal rights. This crazy, unholy world, woke world that we're living in. AFR, please, please keep up the great work. Keep speaking the truth boldly each day. You're helping us to daily know, to grow, and to go for Jesus Christ. Bless you.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon. It's 7:22 Central Time here on Thursday morning. We thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Jenna and Copper and Ty. Jenna's two dogs are with us. For those who don't know, what kind of dogs are they?
They are mini golden doodles, and they're brothers from the same litter. So they're half golden retriever, half poodle. And
they're in studio right now.
Yes, and if you're watching online, you can see Copper asking Tim for a bite of his biscuit.
Yeah, I've got one of our staff brought in a biscuit, sausage and biscuit, into the studio. So you were Christian, so we can, you know, New Testament, so we can eat sausage if we want to, right?
And look at Todd sitting there so patiently.
Todd, he wants my biscuit, and he's letting me know.
Yes.
No, they both are now.
Now they both are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Look, and see, he's sitting so good. That's how he trained, so that he's asking.
They are well-behaved dogs. Where can people follow them?
You can follow them on Instagram at The Adventures of Copper and Todd. And we just post all of our little adventures because they come with me everywhere. And
How did you end up with both of them, though?
Well,
most people, when they get a dog, not dogs.
Yeah, well, that was actually my mom's fault and blessing because I was getting Copper from a breeder in Utah, actually.
Right.
And his little picture on Instagram was just the cutest thing because I got them when they were about 9 weeks old. And then as I was looking through kind of, you know, the rest of the litter, little Todd was still available and just had the cutest. And I told my mom, and my parents were out in Florida visiting me at the time. And I said, am I crazy to want to get two dogs? Because then he'll have a friend. And
right.
She said, absolutely. Everyone should get two dogs because then they'll play together. It'll be easier to train them. And so just, you know, no question. She was like, absolutely. You have to get it. And look at him. We can't leave him. So I ended up getting two, and I'm so grateful because little Todd is Mr. Paw Patrol, and I mean, look, he was born to be almost like a police dog, you know, where he just is so...
He's staring a hole through me right now.
Right.
Like, what, I'm checking you out, man.
He's trained on there because he's sitting there waiting so good for a bite of your biscuit.
Yes. Listen, buddy.
You're welcome to give it to him.
I got one biscuit, man. It's kind of like life. You get one biscuit, and you got to be careful about who you share it with. But
I'll give him one of their
okay,
treats.
Okay, we'll figure out something for you here.
But a lot of our listeners love to follow them, and it's at The Adventures of Copper and Todd, and love to occasionally hear their commentary in the morning. Yeah. And see them, and I'm always grateful when we hear from listeners. They always say hi to Copper and Todd, and they're part of the AFR family.
They're beautiful dogs. They really
they
are.
Or
I guess they're males, so they're handsome. Mm-hmm.
They have been such a blessing to me, though. They really have.
Well, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Okay, so if you're wondering, what can I do this hour? You can help us close out Share-a-thon in a big way. If we need your financial help, if you haven't pledged already, many of you already have, but if you haven't pledged already, now is your time, because you don't want to wait till the day passes and then wish you would have got on board with us here at American Family Radio. You hear what we do 24/7. You support us. You pray for us, and you know how important and critical this ministry is. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it is. We are important to, especially so many in the Christian community across the country who listen to us and depend on us for news and information and sound Bible teaching and all those things.
That's why I'm here. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. That we take very, very seriously here. We only come before you like in 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, where we pass the virtual offering plate. And now's the last day of the year that we're going to do that. So if you can help us, we really, really would appreciate it. If you already have called in or mailed in your pledge, we just say thank you very much from the bottom of our heart. If you haven't already, I'm going to give you the phone number here. And we do have a $47 for 47 years. 47 years, American Family Association, who is the parent ministry of AFR, has been around 47 years. And so we're asking, if you've already, maybe you want to just give $47 as a one-time gift in honor of the 47 years, that would be great as well. So here's the phone number to reach us, and you call us here at our ministry. This is where this phone number reaches, this 877. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, toll-free, I don't know why I say toll-free.
You've probably been saying that for approximately 47 years.
It's like a knee-jerk reaction,
years, so.
A knee-jerk reflex.
Yes, but because that used to matter back in the day. I mean, I still remember when my grandmother lived in California still and would call us in Colorado, and we would call her and ask her to call us back because she had long-distance calling for free. And I still remember that.
You remember that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm old enough to remember all those. Or, like, I could only call friends after 9 p.m. because of the minutes and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the daddy used this. So the telephone number, which baby boomers say is toll-free, but that doesn't matter because it's all, you know.
It's all free now.
It's all, or you pay for it all now.
Well,
different ways. Here's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. I'll say it slowly again for people listening in the South. 877-616-2396 is the phone number. All right. So, at AFR.net. We do have a lot of listeners in the South. We have a lot of listeners in the Midwest. And we have a lot of listeners in what I call the heartland, you know, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, you know.
Where, it is the heartland.
Yeah, heartland's what I call it. That's what a lot of people call it. Where the corn grows high. And
the amber waves of grain.
The amber waves of grain, exactly. So
America,
Colorado, Colorado has a lot of, people think of Colorado, you think of the Rocky Mountains, but before you get to the Rocky Mountains, there's a lot of flat farmland, right? Much like Kansas.
And America the Beautiful was actually the author of that song was looking at Colorado. And so in our rotunda in the Colorado State Capitol, that whole refrain, there's a lot of, really great murals around the rotunda.
Wasn't she on Pike's Peak?
Amber.
She wrote that?
I think so. One of those, one of the 14ers. And so looking Purple
out.
Mountain Majesty, Amber Waves.
Yeah, because Colorado Springs there is right, like Denver, it's kind of like right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sits right on the edge.
Front Range.
It's
beautiful. It's so sad how the liberals
the politics,
have distorted. Yeah. But it's even when I go back, it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
America is just, it's so beautiful. And this whole country, I mean, I love Tim, how patriotic so many of our listeners are as well, and how much they care about this country, because we should, and we should be grateful for the blessings of liberty and want to continue the blessings of liberty. And that's one thing that we've been talking about through this whole week, that even as we are going toward the election in November, regardless of what happens, AFR will still be here,
right,
speaking the truth of God, wanting to persist in the blessings of liberty and do the right thing before the Lord. And we do, though, need to engage November 5th with our voice and our vote for truth.
You know, I've said this. One day I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be called Nowhere Else to Sail To.
Mm.
And by that, I mean, I don't see, you know, our forefathers came over from Europe, and they birthed a country. All right? They started over, if you will. And ultimately led to one of the most miraculous events in the history of the world, and that is the birth of the United States of America, a place where people had personal freedoms and liberties unlike any time in history.
Yeah.
And who would have imagined? I mean, before that time, people lived under kings and pharaohs and czars and all these things. And America was the idea of, no, let the individual rule their own lives, and with limited government. And yes, we had governors, we had presidents, we had mayors, but they were elected by the people.
Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Yes, exactly. So that was the first time in history that you had anything quite like that. Well, not exactly like that. You had forms of government that reflected the will of the people, but nothing like what the United States of America offered. With, as you know, you studied the Constitution. You've written a book on it.
Yes. Yeah. The legal basis for a moral constitution. And we talk about that on Jenna Ellis in the Morning quite a bit, about how our founders recognized truth that is self-evident and put that worldview statement in the declaration that truth is self-evident and that all of our rights come from God, our creator. And the sole purpose of government legitimately is to preserve and protect our rights. So it's not that government is inherently an evil institution.
Right.
It's that God ordained it to have a specific limited purpose, which is to preserve and protect our rights. And if all of our elected representatives understood that,
yeah,
as well as the founders, we would be living right now in a very, very different society.
Exactly. But the nature of man is to sin, and the nature of man is to control. And so that's what we have to fight against, because Washington, D.C., our federal government, is wanting to control everything and everybody. I mean, that's just the reach of the federal government is growing and growing, and the states are being, in many ways, taken over by the federal government.
Overrun, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and James Madison, one of the founders that, one of the three that wrote the Federalist Papers and advocated for the ratification of the U.S. Constitution, I think it's in Federalist 41, talked exactly about that, the sin nature of man, and said we have to, our problem here is contending between the power of government that we have to give the government
centralized power.
Yeah, and enough power to actually do its job,
right,
but to limit it enough that it doesn't override the self-government of man and liberty. And we've always been contending with that because of sin.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What's our theme again, Jenna?
Revive us, O Lord, Psalm 85, 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation.
We encourage you to read the scriptures today. That scripture included, if you want to read that scripture, make that the scripture of your day. Again, it's Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Revive us again is our theme for our share-a-thon. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
My name is Loretta. I live in Philadelphia, Mississippi. I listen to you constantly, and I'm thankful for your ministry to me. I am a Christian, but you have helped me very much at this time in my life. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And I'm just scrolling here after our great listeners' testimony and seeing all the notifications that have now come up with our great listeners who are requesting to follow Copper and Todd. And I, Tim, just so you know, in
case... Can they see them?
You get...
they're looking... Oh, you got it.
I got it on here. So I just posted a picture, actually, on The Adventures of Copper and Todd. And look at their little faces. And with this caption, if you were in studio, wouldn't you give these cute faces a bite of biscuit? Tell Tim. So if you get some emails today.
Oh, man.
If you get some emails.
Give Todd Copper some biscuit, man.
Yes. So you can write in now along with your pledge.
Yeah.
Then you can tell our Share-a-thon Central out there that you are giving $47 plus, plus your encouragement that Tim should share his biscuit this morning.
Oh, he's got a biscuit.
Oh,
for
and
him.
There's Luke.
Can they
my
have
great
a biscuit?
Producer.
Though?
They can.
Thank you.
Of course, they can.
Luke,
they can have
Luke, your producer from Dallas, came in.
Yes,
and brought Todd and Copper a biscuit.
So they're not going to eat the whole thing, but I'll give them a little bit of bite. Or you can if you'd like to, and you know, then they'll love you even more. But they can have a
well,
little.
No,
bit
I know this. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something.
Come here, good boys.
You're gonna give them the biscuit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. NC and Dano had a sit. Go boys.
Okay. My little dog. I have a little dog.
Yes, an adorable little dog.
He's a Maltese, and he's like 11 pounds or something like that. And what I'm about to tell you doesn't sound like it could be true, but it is true.
Okay.
That sounds like
you be the judge.
That sounds like a police
listeners.
Story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What I'm about to tell you.
Yes.
We've changed
the names
to protect
the innocent.
Anyway, so we like to bring, you know, about once a week, we like to bring Chick-fil-A home to the patio. You get on our patio.
God's chicken.
Lunch or dinner. Scotch chicken.
It is. It is God's chicken.
Well, the chickens give all. I'll say that. but anyway, there's no other food that we bring home that he knows he cares about, really. But we bring that Chick-fil-A home, and he will sit there and harass. I'm talking about, you know, scratch your leg, look at you, bark at your face while you're eating your chicken sandwich, because he wants, not the chicken sandwich, he wants the waffle fries.
Oh, yeah.
And it triggers him. He's like, smells them. And see, he knows. I don't know if he knows the red and white bag. I don't know. It's weird.
Do you give him some?
Well, I have. Well, you have to if you want any peace at all.
So Todd and Copper also love Chick-fil-A. And this is one of their pinned photos on their Instagram, if you go on there. They were the fans of the hour at our Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a little thing, a fan of the hour. And so I took a picture of it with them. And they love the waffle fries, but they love the little grilled chicken. And so they got their whole meal free because they were the cutest fans of the hour that went through the drive-thru. So
but did you get your meal free?
I didn't.
Oh,
do.
I see what you did there. So you brought your cute dogs in and got a free meal out of the deal.
I had no idea. They were just in the back because they come with me everywhere, right. But they love Chick-fil-A as well. And they get so excited, even more than, you know, the pup cups, all that.
Anyway,
so I'm a fan of you giving your Maltese more Chick-fil-A.
Well, I mean, it's got to now where we have to talk. It sounds strange. We talk about, do you want to? You want me to get Chick-fil-A? Because you know what's going to happen. You know, when we get home, we're not going to be able to have any peace there till we give him a waffle fry.
Well,
and then he wants another one. It's like a drug addict. Really?
It's like the potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Oh, yeah.
But what you should do is just get a little small side of fries. So
yeah,
that you're not sharing yours.
That could be. I don't know what that would do to him. I don't know.
You didn't have to eat the whole one, but then he's not eating yours.
Yeah.
You're
I'm just saying, I just wanted
there's
20,
solutions to this,
You just want
this,
15 or 20 minutes to eat a chicken sandwich, and your dog is triggered by the fries. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how we got off on that. I don't know what spiritual lesson you can learn from that. Maybe none.
God's chicken is, you know, when you smell something good and it's God's chicken, then.
Right. Partake.
Yes.
All right, Share-a-thon, it is day three on American Family Radio. This is Thursday, October the 10th. It's 7:38, almost 7:39 Central Time here at American Family Radio. I'm going to give you the phone number, and you can call in and make a pledge and help us out here at AFR because we need your help. Because we have to have money to be able to keep our radio stations on the air. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's the number is 877-616-2396. You ring that number, it rings us here at American Family Radio. We'll be back momentarily, and we'll thank some folks who've already called this morning.
I'm Mike Murphy. I'm a retired businessman in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I started serving on the board in September of 2001. As a board member, I find it very easy to support AFA. My wife and I believe in the mission of AFA. I see how the people, the men and women that serve this ministry, how they work together, allowing God to work through them. When you see a team operate as cohesive as this team does, it's just incredible. The ministry needs financial support. That's an easy thing to say. Another component of support that's even more important than the financial support is prayer. Those men and women that I spoke of earlier that are so successful at this ministry, what they do, they need to be lifted up in prayer daily. And so I would encourage all of the supporters of American Family Association, AFR, to be deliberate about lifting up the men and women that serve here daily. Satan hates to see a successful Christian. And what we have here at American Family Association are a lot of successful Christians just fulfilling the mission.
Yes, this is Cheryl Ramirez calling from West Virginia. I just wanted to offer my prayers and condolences to the entire Wildman family, as well as all the AFA staff. When we lose somebody, we hurt. But it's a praise. He is where he is longed to be. For that, we're grateful. I just wanted to thank him for his down-to-earth voice, for his life lessons. I always enjoyed listening to him. He was very wise, and I know that where that wisdom comes from. He was an encourager. So I encourage you all to please to continue to let God lead you and be active for Christ's sake. Thank you for all you all do at AFA.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon Day 3 on American Family Radio Thursday. We do Share-a-thon Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Guess what? Today's Thursday, October the 10th, 2024. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jenna Ellis. So this is normally the Jenna Ellis in the morning hour, and it still is, but it's a Share-a-thon. So
now it's just the Jenna Tim and now Alex McFarland hour.
Yes, yeah. So. Dr. Alex McFarland, our good friend, is in Tupelo here with us. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everybody.
Alex's microphone on. Are you plugged in, brother?
Testing. Yeah, maybe try this one because it looks like that light is on.
Good morning, everybody.
There we go.
Yeah, switch headsets right there.
Yes.
Okay.
It's still too early. We need coffee in here.
Yeah.
15 years on AFA, and I'm still not learning how this works.
What happened there, Adam? Do you know what happened there with Alex's? Okay. All right. Anyway, we're live, people. So that's what happens sometimes. We were talking dogs.
Amen.
And
Amen.
When people start talking dogs, you know.
Well,
they're
this is
friends.
The part of the show where we talk about Esther.
Okay, let's talk about Esther. Esther's y'all's dog.
Esther came from the dog pound about 6 or 7 years ago, and I love Esther. Esther has been on Exploring the Word, and it's uncanny how the FedEx or UPS truck will come while I'm on the air, and Esther announces it to the world.
I am very familiar with that.
Yes.
And yes,
right.
Isn't it amazing? The house can be completely quiet until the 15 minutes you absolutely need them to be quiet.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you this. Now, Esther has her own fan base. Bert Harper and I wish we had the social media platform Esther has. And let me explain. So this was during COVID because we're all at home and we're doing the show. And American Family, one of the things your support does, folks, it supplies me the gear. Not only do I do radio from Greensboro, North Carolina, but all over the country. But anyway, so the mailman comes and Esther goes ballistic, right? So we put on our Facebook page, you know, Bert and I and Brent Austin, we put up Bible verses every day. They'll get 30, 50, maybe 300 shares. We put up a picture of Esther, gets 30,000 shares. I mean, Esther has 10 times the social media reach.
Wow.
So this
you ought to take Esther on tour. I mean, that's like a rock star.
Oh yes,
right there.
So I'm.
What kind of dog is it? Is it like a?
I don't know.
Did you get her from the pound? You said
dog pound, yeah. Scrappy little terrier.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of Maltese.
How can people see Esther?
I don't know. We'll put a.
Have you put her up on?
Not recently. Esther needs to post on Twitter more.
Okay. Yeah. Does she have her own Instagram? You need to start an Instagram. That's what I did because Copper and Todd are my podcast co-hosts.
Right.
See what
right,
I did there?
Right. Yeah, that, good one.
See? So Esther can be yours. And so I started an Instagram for them that is private, but our listeners and, you know, just close friends and stuff can go and follow their little adventures. And as we've been just talking about this on the air, they've already gotten probably 60 or 100 new followers from our listeners because everybody loves the dogs.
Amen.
And we love the dogs. And God gave us animals too. You know, hey, God loves animals.
There's going to be animals in heaven.
Absolutely.
The Lord comes back on a white horse.
And the lion lays down with the lamb.
Amen. Amen.
During the millennium. And you know, as my mom loves to say as well in theology, during the creation week, God created the space and then he fills it.
Amen.
And he fills it with his creatures.
I'm just going to say what a lot of people are thinking, guys. There are some animals I don't want in heaven.
Well, the spiders and the cats are definitely going to the other place.
Okay.
I'm just
Well, the snakes, snakes need to go the way of see ya.
You know what C.S. Lewis said? C.S. Lewis was talking about animals in heaven, and somebody sarcastically at Oxford said, "Will there be mosquitoes in heaven?"
Right.
And C.S. Lewis didn't miss a beat. He said, "Well, may I remind you that a heaven for mosquitoes and a hell for man could quite easily be combined."
Bada boom.
Yeah.
That's gotcha. Great. All right, it's Share-a-thon on American Family. We got 12 minutes or so before we close out the top of the hour here for this this hour of Share-a-thon. And then Brother Jeff will be along. Jeff Shreve will be along the next hour. You're listening to Share-a-thon. Alex, our theme is Revive Us Again.
Amen.
And it's from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7, Revive Us Again. And I wanted to ask you, this is a psalm, I don't know who wrote it. Is that David? Do we know?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because David wrote some of the psalms, but not all the psalms.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what do we mean when we revive us again? What are we talking about here, you think?
Well, the word revival, and I love this theme, but it means a return to the things that bring life.
And really? That's what it means?
Mm-hmm, it's two Latin words, life again. That's what revival means. And when revival comes, and throughout history, there have been great awakenings. Number one, there's prayer. There's never a great move of God unless some people pray, and it could be a tiny little remnant, but we can pray. Then there is repentance, and we say, "Search me, O God, cleanse my heart." Then in a true revival, there becomes an evangelistic urgency where those who know the Lord say, "Gee, people need to get saved. I'm concerned about the souls of people." But one other thing, Tim, in a revival, and our nation needs it, frankly, I think the wheels are beginning to turn. I see signs of a revival. Prayer, repentance, evangelistic urgency. Number four, a return to the authority of Scripture. And Lord knows we need that. And folks, that's why we don't mind asking you to participate with us and give. And I would ask everybody right now, maybe you want to give $47 in honor of the 47 years founded by Dr. Don Wildman. The American Family Association has been at the absolute forefront of the Great Commission and the culture war. Call right now while you're thinking about it, please. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at AFR.net. But Tim, I live and breathe for revival in America, and it can happen, and God can initiate this through our lives.
So well said. Amen.
Hey, well, you know, if Revive Us Again says that we've been revived before, by we, I mean, I'm just going to say if the U.S., our mm-hmm. country, our beloved America. And, you know, if we don't have revival, Christian revival in America, we're not on a good track. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? If you look at world history, Genesis studied world history, you studied world history. If you look at what the Bible says about the nature of man, we're going in the wrong direction, generally speaking, as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
And so, but we here at American Family Radio, we're trying to galvanize and call the Christian community,
amen,
especially those who trust us and listen to us to pray.
Amen.
And to do what we can to bring revival. We can't bring revival in the sense that we're like God, but we can do our part to pray and to be obedient to the Lord.
And to teach truth, which is what we do here every day, because so many churches, unfortunately, in America are becoming woke, or they're watering it down. And Christians need to engage substantively in the knowledge of God, not just a passion for God, because you can have a passion for God but not know him. And not know his teaching, and then we can fulfill the Great Commission and go into the world and
teach. So many of the churches are going the way of the culture.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way around, the church should be
influencing.
The Church of Jesus Christ should be separate and distinct. And what does the Bible say? We're
sanctified.
Sanctified, but peculiar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We are.
We should be peculiar.
It does say a peculiar people.
Yeah.
Because we're not in step with the world.
Right.
We're marching along God's roadmap, which is the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah, so if your church agrees with everything going on in the world, in pop culture, and have the morals and values of the world, you're in the wrong church.
Yeah.
That's the reason a lot of churches are dying, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Is you see what's happened, sadly, to many of the mainline Protestant Christian denominations in America.
Yeah.
The ones that really trailblaze the gospel across the country, so many of them are now they're dying off.
They don't want to offend.
And then they're not
at the expense of truth.
And eventually you lose people who aren't going to come or give to your church anymore because you don't believe in anything. You don't stand for anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you might as well be, you know, the Rotary Club or some other community group.
Right.
And that's where, you know, so many churches say, oh, we just want community. We want community.
Right.
Just come and, you know, partake. But it's not centered around truth. And so you're not learning and growing. And that's why this ministry is so important, because you'll hear about the news of the day. You'll hear about what's going on in the culture. But you will hear about it and be called to action from a biblical, truthful perspective.
Well, let's just take the exclusivity of Jesus for an example. So many of the churches today, they have churches on their name, but they really don't believe in the distinctiveness or the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. They believe all roads lead to God, and they have a Christian name on their door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so we proclaim here at American Family Radio what the Gospels say.
Yes.
That is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is the only way for a person to be saved and go to heaven.
Acts 4, verse 12, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Not Buddha?
Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Zoroaster. There's one way to heaven, one door to heaven, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, regarding the deity, the exclusivity of Jesus, the one and only Savior. In John 8, Jesus said, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Now,
that's pretty plain.
Yeah, Jesus, hey, who said Jesus is the only way to heaven? Jesus said Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Where's that Bible verse?
John 8:24.
Okay.
John 8:24.
It says what again?
Jesus
himself.
Christ the Lord. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Now, here's a frightening verse, and I would say to everybody that's kind of on the fence, Matthew 7:24, Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out devils in your name? Lord, we did many wonderful works. And Jesus says, depart, I never knew you. See, to go to heaven, you must know Jesus, and that's called being born again, putting your faith in Christ. And Tim, look, I love the church. I love the American church. Been all over, but there are a lot of ministers that are, well, I'll put it this way. During the Reformation, Luther wrote about the dangers of an unconverted clergy. And folks, let me just say this. We're talking about the soul of our nation, the future of our kids, and maybe even your soul itself, dear friend. If you're under some woke, believe nothing, water down the gospel, deny the scripture church, get out. Eternity hangs in the balance. Look, and Tim, I think all of us around this table, and I know and love all of you, we're doing this because it's true. God's word is truth. The Lord Jesus, and I'll throw it back to you guys. I don't mean to commandeer the mic. John 10:35, Jesus, the only man that ever rose from the dead, Jesus said the scripture cannot be broken.
Amen.
Amen.
Where's that?
John 10:35.
Okay.
So marriage is still between a man and a woman. Morality, salvation, prayer. God's word is still God's word.
Amen. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Hey, we want to thank a few folks. Lisa in Garland, Texas. Pamela in Belton, Texas. Doyle, these are people who called in the last hour. Doyle in Livingston, Texas. Debbie in West Monroe, Louisiana. Kenneth in Louisville, Texas. Lyle in Leedy, Oklahoma. And Jessica in Jackson, Tennessee. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who's already called in on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then today, this morning already, you've called in to give us where we are. We're at 11,436 pledges, and that represents $2,450. Excuse me, $2,450,000. Our goal, if you want to say what's your goal, well, we at least want to be at $4 million by the time we end Share-a-thon late this afternoon, early this evening. That's where we've been the last three or four Share-a-thons. We don't want to go backwards, so we want to at least get to that $4 million mark, and I think we'll get there. I hope we'll get there.
Amen.
And we want to thank everybody who's helped us get to this point so far. Let's hear from one of our listeners, and then we'll come back and close out this hour.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. I live in the Garland, Texas, Dallas area. I just love AFR, and I love the radio station. I love radio in general. Really appreciate all you do, and it has meant the world to me. So I'm an artist, and I paint in my studio all day long, and I listen to all the shows. Of course, Trivia Friday is my favorite, and then I'll let them all. Today's issues. So keep up the great work, and thank you so much.
So great to hear from all of our listeners and to hear as well how this ministry has impacted them. I mean, this ministry has impacted my life as well. And I mean, my testimony with this ministry is not only has this given me a platform to teach the truth of the Lord, but also to engage with so many wonderful Christians nationally. And I know so many of you have prayed for me, especially, you know, going through all of the stuff that I did over the last few years, and continue to pray for me. And so thank you so much to all of our listeners who support this ministry, not only financially, but with your prayers, and for each of us here at AFR individually as well. It means so much, and you still have time to call in and give a pledge this hour, 1-877-616-2396.
Yeah.
877-616-2396 or AFR.net. Closing thoughts, Tim.
Well, I was watching TV. I would ask people to pray specifically for Governor Ron DeSantis,
yes,
of Florida, all the people of Florida. But the governor there is got a monumental task on his hands, and those who work under him and the Florida government. And pray for him.
Incredible leader, and I'm so grateful that he's my governor.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody for listening to Share-a-thon.
Alex,
appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank Revive you, us again, oh Lord. That is our theme, and that's what we pray for. Keep listening to AFR. Brother Jeff Shreve is on the way in just a few minutes.